RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
I'm sure many of you are aware of a certain video. Step into that power, assert that power. I see the heading on one of the X posts carrying this video. And we've been aware of what looked like some kind of promotional video calling, initially it was for some sort of thing to happen today, turned out to be a strike called for by the leader of Te Pāti Māori. And that had some gun graphics in it. Anyway, I thought we kind of need to just have a quick chat about this and get our arms around what's going on here. Marty Gibson, RCR's Marty Gibson, on the political panel, Media Matters, and other shows on RCR is with me. Marty, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. I was sounding a bit slow there because I was trying to process all this, you know, kind of thinking what this is about. On what level do we look at here, or are there multiple levels? And it kind of slowed down my processor. So, first of all, let's talk about the stuff with the gun graphics in it first, because it chronologically came first.
Right.
What did you make of that?
Well, you know, my thought was, well, let's do a thought experiment where a far-right white nationalist movement calls for a day of national uprising of white people using a poster with guns in it. What happens then?
Well, you've got police. Well, look what happened to Rachel Stewart.
Yeah, you've got a big storm. And so, you know, that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, there have been some Māori speaking out against it, but there's been a lot of snivelling, well, you know, it's justified as well, by people who wouldn't necessarily.
Well, the gun, the message is justified, and same with the gun graphics and what, because you could argue that that's a, you know, period piece, and that represents where we were at, you know, back in the time that where all this sort of problem came from, or it's like, hey, watch out, we're armed, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, I mean, you can also look at what Rāhui Waititi says when Christopher Luxon said that it's unacceptable, gangs intimidating the communities in which they live, raping, you know, the young women there. And sometimes
firearms in the street.
Yeah, firearms in the street, all this ratbag behaviour. He said, oh, you know, an attack on the gangs is an attack on Māori. And the tacit message there is they're kind of our foot soldiers on some level. And some of them think that way.
Okay, so I understand that the next video, and this is the woman using the F-bomb regularly,
yep,
you know, claiming the power, fight the power that be. What's that, an Isley Brothers song? Is the wife of the leader of the party, am I correct? Right.
Kiri Tamihiri Waititi, yeah, she's the wife of the Māori, Te Pāti Māori leader.
Ah, interesting.
And she's the daughter of John Tamihiri, who's the president of
Waipirata Trust and the Māori Party, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of, you know, there's kind of this dancing on the head of a pin where the group calling the strike Toitū Te Tiriti, you know, they're not the Māori Party. And, you know, this woman just really speaking in a very, you'd have to say, graceless way.
Yeah, but that's, I can tell because I know a bit about talking, you know, just through the years, osmosis, almost do it myself. That approach and the words used are carefully chosen.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell that they've even been placed. The F-bombs, they're not random. I think they've been placed.
You know? Yeah, it's like a curse almost, isn't it? Is that sort of vibe? Yeah. Right. But yeah, I mean, all of the stuff's calculated to intimidate. You know, growing up in Gisborne, you know, and going to schools that were 50% Māori, you know, I can honestly say, use that painful refrain, some of my best friends are Māori. But I can also say that everyone who ever punched me in the face when I was a kid was Māori too. So, you know, I get a balanced view of it. And I tell you what, I've had enough of that sort of, and seen enough of that intimidation to last me a lifetime. I don't think it's a constructive way to approach some of the very very significant problems that we face as a country.
Because here, and this is the worry part of my mind here going, and maybe others as well, because if you're calling for that sort of asserting of power and you're saying it in that way, there's going to be an appeal to young, angry, particularly males. I just know that. But also, you've got a pretty fat gang population. They're armed. We know that. And they're prepared to use them, which could be considered some kind of militia, potentially, if a confrontation or, well, maybe I'm just jumping ahead of myself. I don't know. Where does it go?
Well, it goes toward, it's pushing us towards a civil war. And I'm not being dramatic saying that. I'm not saying it's going to get there, but that's the direction they're pushing us. And, you know, I use the term far-left ethno-nationalism to describe the movement. That's what it is. You know, you can look at a definition of ethno-nationalism. It's what they're doing. And I think it's time that the media certainly started looking at it from that view and finding maybe some more moderate voices speaking out against it. But also, I think...
And look, Marty, that won't work. Moderate voices don't sound too moderate.
What they want. What do you want? Do you want an Aotearoa that is you as rangatira? Because it was what Waititi said, we're going to step comfortably into our rangatiratanga.
Comfortably.
And then, you know, do you have that as a traditional Māori society? I've written, you know, about this in the past. Do you have your tutua, your dumb commoners, who you've judiciously avoided improving the education of for the last 30 years or, you know, however long? And then you've got your taurekareka, your slaves. Are those the taxpayers? You know, the ones you can take their labor, the fruits of their labor, without reciprocity. That you can besmirch their whakapapa without consequence because of some ancient utu that you've got. Is that what we're looking at? You know, we've got to start. You know, that's the terms. That's the way they're thinking. They're thinking, you know, we never ceded sovereignty, and there's a whole, you know, group of people who are saying, well, it's still our country.
Why is the woman saying this?
Why is Kiri Tamahiri?
I mean, you could get some big, huge warrior type, you know, doing the haka and all that sort of stuff. I'm wondering why her?
Well, who knows? I mean, it's
No, yeah. Okay, here's an answer. Because who joins this, okay? If sides are taken, who joins? We know, I'm sorry to say, that young women are very agreeable.
Well, I mean, I don't think that woman was very agreeable.
Look at them with the trans.
Yeah. There's certainly more open to negative emotion, which you have to be if you're a mother, right? You've got to be looking for
threat. I understand all that.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of what these guys are doing in terms of keeping this constant pressure up, and you just imagine the pressure young people are under at the moment. They're being told the planet's going to boil in 10 years. They're being told that the system hates them, wants to see them fail, and is working to abolish the treaty. And have stolen everything off them. So, you know, it's a calculated way of... And Te Pāti Māori have not made any secret of this. Their technique is like Animal Farm, where Squealer took the young puppies away and trained them up to be attack dogs. You know, they're cutting off the generations, which is a classic Maoist technique. You know, you have the new start...
That's why they got on well with the Labor Party. I'm just wondering if they thought that ride that they had before the election was going to continue, and they had all these things, everything was coming together, and suddenly, ba-dum, circuit breaker, angry as hell, thwarted now into...
Yeah, you know, well, every time I see something like that woman swearing away and just sounding angry, I think, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe all that's been missing all this time is a bit more Māori anger. Yeah, a bit more Māori resentment and a bit more blaming everyone else for your problems. You know, if this much is good, then twice as much must be twice as good.
If I was her, I'd be angry as hell that my father had, well, maybe she's benefited, generated at least $40 million with a ceiling of $200 million over 8 years, I hear back channel, from COVID, the jabs. And they were going for 90% rate, right? So maybe she's jumping up and down about the wrong thing.
Well, as I said, it's a performance. And I think that's an important thing to remember. A lot of what Māori do is a performance. People doing the haka aren't usually as angry as they look. And it's the same with Te Pāti Māori and their supporters. But in a customary setting, they do the haka, we pick up the wero, and we get down to the kai and the kōrero. But with these guys, the haka never stops. And it's well past time for the kōrero, you know?
One that
all New Zealand participates in and the media lays out clearly and honestly. That's what's missing.
I mean, I want everyone just to be happy and fit in. You know, I don't want anyone to be compromised on the norm.
I'll chuck them in olive brunch. I can understand why they feel alienated from the culture.
Yeah.
You know, we're not at odds in that. And I think, you know, they're
making... I want the best for them, along with everyone else.
Yeah, I want to see their kids just absolutely caning it in terms of their performance at school, their health, the relationships they form.
Totally.
The father sticking around, all that stuff. And if we could maybe get some basic agreement on that, you know, they could get a lot more done. But I suspect that what it's about isn't always what it's being presented as. It's about the rangatiratanga asserting as much dominance as they can and basically creating some sort of feudal system that they rule over like old-fashioned chiefs.
Hmm. Hey, Marty, thanks for coming on. Let's see what happens today.
Yeah, well, you know, as you, I think... I'm with you on that, Paul. I just hope, you know, we can separate it out. And I think it's important we all just keep cool and keep talking, keep asking the questions. I mean, if you really want to see what this is really about, a good place to look is in the comment sections under the posts. You know, there are a lot of people who seem to be pretty volatile, making threats of violence. There's a lot of upturned fist signs, which are taken as a sign of agreement. And, you know, they're never called out by the moderators on the Te Pāti Māori site or Wātea News or anything like that. So they know what they're doing.
Right. All right. Thanks, Marty. And we'll probably see you on the panel soon, all right?
Yeah, look forward to it.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.